There's a long tradition within Christian thinking within the Catholic Church which brings together God and economics. I suppose it's not a tradition that's very well known. A lot of people talk about particularly Catholic social teaching as the best kept secret that the Church has. I suppose the Church is better known for speaking out about areas of personal morality, particularly sexuality, and less well known for social and economic issues. It seems to me, however, that the Church has a lot to say on this issue. There's a lot of wisdom there. And in the situation we're in now, which is a real crisis, everybody admits that, I think it's good for both believers and non-believers to avail of whatever resources that are there to help us think our way and act our way through this and come out the other side. And I think there is a lot of richness in that tradition which bears looking at.
So what can you tell me about the richness? I mean, is it just the general principle of love your neighbour and look after the poor and be good to one another? Or is it more concrete because people are crying out, they seem somewhat lost?
It's both more concrete, I suppose, and more theoretical. I think the great German politician at the turn of the last century, Bismarck, said exactly what you're saying. If it's all to do with love of neighbour and the Sermon on the Mount, well, you can't run a government like that. So he was saying basically it's too general, it's too abstract. But in fact, over the centuries, particularly since Catholic social teaching in 1891 got going, there's been a good spread of theory and then practical application. So with regard to our present crisis, for example, the Catholic social teacher looking at what's happening now would say two or three things about what's going on. First, that we have been led by a model of economic development. It's known in the jargon as neoliberalism, but basically it goes back to big economic thinkers and then President Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. And it really leaves a lot up to the individual, and there's very little regulation. And so markets have been free to do what they've done, and we see they've acted a bit like gambling casinos, really. They haven't been very responsible. Banks have given loans to people who couldn't afford it, and they've overstretched themselves. I suppose a lot of us then, as individuals, have got into personal debt. So it's not just the banks and the financial markets. A lot of us, I think, as individuals, too, have overstretched ourselves. And governments, including our own, have made unwise decisions, really caught up in this kind of frenzy that we were going to get richer and richer, and that particular economic model suggested that. Now, Catholic social teaching has always been very wary of that. It's said, look, it is important to have a sustainable economy where people have the goods of the earth. So we're not saying that people should be going around in sackcloth and ashes, by no means. And it has a lot to say on how capitalism and the market has very good aspects to it. But it's always said it should be regulated, it should be controlled, it should be for the human person and not take over from the human person. And I suppose it's a bit like, if you go on from Catholic social teaching into theology, it's a bit like on that mountain when God appeared to Moses, there was the whole ambivalence of the people there. They wanted to do what was right, they wanted to obey their deepest instincts, and yet they were tempted, they were lured by idols. And there was this image of the golden calf, which seduced them, if you like, into a different way of life, which took them away from what was really good for them. And I suppose in a way that's what's happened. We've been seduced by this idol of a market economy which has been unregulated.
What would you say to people who are saying nowadays that we creamed the fat of the land during the Celtic Tiger and lost all sense of who we were and what we were about, and that this is almost a punishment from God, that this recession will put manners on us?
I don't like that formulation. It's a bit like talking about AIDS as a punishment for God. I mean, in fact, the people who will suffer most from this recession are the poorest, the weakest, those who have least resources, and these are the ones that God is closest to. So I can't see that as being part of God's plan. I think what may happen as a result of the recession is that we come back to look at the values which run our lives. And I think, as I said earlier, that there was a kind of an idolatry of money and wealth and fame and celebrity, and that was very superficial but very powerful, and it tugged us in a direction that we weren't perhaps aware of, but that perhaps we felt a bit uneasy about. And now is the chance to look at that. It seems to me that the values of friendship and love and having time for one another, I mean, I think, for example, the terrible pressure put on couples, long commutes going to work and so on, was just awful in terms of family life. And there's values like that which, if you like, providentially, will be rediscovered, it seems to me, in this time of recession. But to think that God wants us to go through this horrible time when there's a lot of worry for many ordinary people and a lot of real terrible suffering for those at the bottom of the pile doesn't seem to me to be a good way of formulating it at all.